Hello?
Michael, how's it going?
Good. Is this Adam?
Yeah. We're live right now. So you ready?
Oh, my goodness. I couldn't be more ready. Are you ready?
I am. We had a technical difficulty. I had to reboot. So I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. Thank you, guys.
Oh, exactly right. I was sort of wondering, is there a delay to our conversation here?
Nope, it's live. Maybe just a few seconds. We're live right now.
So let me
greet our listeners. Everyone, we've got Michael Drake on with us today on the Ultra Perform Show, formerly the Ultra Life Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. We bring you his original music, a.k.a. the No Tan Lines Band. You'll have to tell me about that. Featuring tropical music, Sukuna, is that how you pronounce it, and Jazz Line.
Well, let me first of all straighten that one out. It's Sazonk, which is actually a combination of three musical terms, salsa, jazz, and funk, hence the word Sazonk.
Salsa, jazz, and funk. Is that?
Yeah, funky music. F-U-N-K, funk.
Great. So do you have a Latin background? Is that why you use the salsa?
I have a very wide background. I have a background in classical, in jazz, in funk, in rock. I mean, my educational background is very, very eclectic and very diverse. Absolutely.
That's great.
And I think you had asked me about the origins of the name the No Tan Lines Band, correct?
Yeah, that's definitely an interesting name also.
Indeed. So I'll let you finish up with your little introduction, and then we can backtrack on that. That will bait the audience to stick around to find out where that one came from.
Well, you could tell me about Mr. Pickle, the children's entertainer. I can kind of hear that in your language a bit.
Yes, indeed. Well, as a writer and a creator of all the things that I do, with the grandkids and whatnot, I started writing children's poems, maybe 12 or 13 years ago. And then I started writing these poems about my grandchildren, and they're actually poem stories. For example, Dancing with Mr. Brussels Sprout. What more fun could this ever be? This time I'll take the lead, no doubt, Mr. Brussels and Mrs. Me. So then I took all these poem stories that I have, I put them into books that I have published, and then I wrote songs for each one of those poem stories. And as a children's entertainer, Mr. Pickles in the Midwest over here, I do shows all over Wisconsin, Illinois, and in Florida. So I'm very busy doing all of that stuff. And again, it's all original music and things that I've created over my lifetime. Absolutely.
Wow. Pretty neat. How long have you been doing music?
Well, I had my very first record out in 1981, and it happened to be on vinyl. And here in the Milwaukee area, Milwaukee market, it was number four on one of the radio stations. It was a song entitled Jessica, and it did real well for me. So I've been actually playing my very first gig in 1967 at a VFW hall in Cape May, New Jersey.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
So I've been doing this for quite a while. Yes, indeed.
It's really great. So your creative process you used to write your songs and books, what is that like?
Well, it's interesting. Let me explain. All of my creative processes work about the same way. I'll put it in very simple terms, and this is the way I like to explain it. is that if you're writing poems or music or whatever it is that you're doing in a creative process that you want somebody else to read back to you or to understand, you have to start with a very basic language. And let's start with the language of colors. If I tell you what images come into mind when I say the color red, if you're a young child, you would think fire engine or apple or something very simple, things that you were familiar with, correct? Of course. So now as life goes on, now that red is no longer just a single tone of red. Now it's many, many shades of red. Okay, so now it's not just red, it's a little off red, it's a lighter red, it's a darker, it's a deeper red, depending on what you add to it. Now, if you parallel those color variations with if you apply that to the content of words and poems, and then melodic lines having the same simplistic approach to it, say, for example, if the color red represents the melodic line, say that's the melodic line, and let's call it red. Now, beyond that line, if you change that line, now it's red and blue, if you catch the drift. Now, we just apply that same kind of creative juice to when it comes time to writing poems, but you've got to have a topic. There's got to be a subject matter. In the matter, in reference to the Dancing with Mr. Brussels Sprout, what more fun could this ever be? That happened to be an image of my granddaughter dancing with a Brussels sprout stalk in our kitchen. So it was like, wow. I was just overcome with ideas, you know, as far as that goes, and the whole concept of this comes from my mind is constantly full of tomorrows. It's constantly full of future ideas, but always knowing what I did in the past to reference for example, if I were you've got to let your heart, all right, do what it must do, because if you don't, then your life will rust to nothing. You catch my drift? So whenever I've got an idea, I can't let the idea rust. You know, it's gotta live at that moment. You've gotta work that idea through. I hope that's not too involved, but you catch my drift.
No, that's great, Michael. That's great. I'll ask you a question. I'm a creative person also, and
Adam, I feel sorry for you. Let me explain something to you.
Yeah, well, maybe you're getting what my question is, that I have. I mean, I can just spit out creativity and thoughts and ideas of doing different things, and not necessarily are all they good, but they are things to follow. You said you don't like to let those rest. Don't you get so many ideas, and then how do you follow through on them all?
Well, what I do is they're snippets. Sometimes they're snippets, and then I remember what the snippets are. I'll scat or sing a little snippet on my phone or whatever device I have, okay? And then I'll revisit that snippet, and that snippet becomes a larger snippet. You follow me? You cannot actually complete a composition in one sitting. There are times when I'll sit down with an idea, and I just can't stop with a song idea. You know, and the words just start to flow. So then you have to sit down and just let the moment take you. And if you don't let the moment take you, it'll be gone. And it's sort of like this. I've always thought that if you have an idea that comes past your mind, if you let it go back into the universe, somebody else is going to grab that idea. So you better remember what it was, mark it down, and revisit it, because somebody else will take it from you.
Well, you feel like writing it down, no one will take it from you then?
If I write it down, that means I have ownership of it. If it's in my mind and it leaves my mind, and it's somewhere in the, not to be too weird about it, but if it leaves my mind and I forget about it, that means somebody else can capture it. And this is sort of a spiritual thing, if you would. I'm not, you know, it's truthful, but it's a little, pun intended, I do that because I don't want to lose any ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, and you know, it's sort of like, you know, always like telling my students and whatnot, when it comes to ideas, if you give up on giving up, you just might succeed. In other words, don't ever give up. If you give up on giving up on an idea, you just might succeed. Don't ever give up. Keep rolling. If you figure you can't succeed, forget that, you know. You know, and you can't ever be afraid of who you are as a person, because there's always somebody better, you know, and there's always someone less, and it's always more specifically up to you to always do your best when it comes to these ideas, and don't let them dissipate into the air, because every time you take an idea and you make it something that is more than just the initial idea, you grow as a person, because you've learned how to make that idea a flower and become more than just a three-word idea or a title. Hence goes back to the name of my band, the No Tan Lines Band. Well, I made a pretty good circle here. I didn't come up with the name of the song, the No Tan Lines Band, until I wrote a song. And what I really want to do is get on a plane, go to a deserted island. It would be you and I in the deep blue sky. No one would be the wiser. We could wear what we want or nothing at all and leave the world behind us. No tan lines for us, because we'll be in the buff. We'll be alone. Ooh la la. Okay, so there that word comes from. The little phrase comes from the no tan lines. No tan lines for us, because we'll be in the buff. And that happened to be one of my tropical songs that I wrote. And I was looking for the name of a song for my band. Of course, I was doing tropical music, and I reread my words again. I said, oh my goodness, here it is. You know, so that's how that happened.
Wow, it's pretty awesome.
It's fun to have those things spontaneously happen to you, and they are definitely gifts. They are definitely gifts, you know.
When you first you talked about you started with a song. Did you ever have hard times pursuing your dream like this?
Well, I knew that the whole process was this. I knew I had a certain kind of an energy to the kinds of things that I do. And so before I started writing, okay, I studied. I wanted to make sure that when I finally started writing my songs in particular out, that I had enough vocabulary behind me to understand what my spirit was telling me. So my spirit was giving emotion. My brain organized that emotion that I was feeling, translated it, put it down on paper in musical notes, chord changes, etc., you know, form, whatever the form happened to be, you know. And then when I played the music back, it was exactly the way I envisioned it. But I did not start writing until I knew I had learned enough vocabulary to be able to translate what my feelings were into real musical terms. If that makes sense. And I'm still here if you are there. Are you still there? Oops. Oh, you still there? I don't hear you. Do you hear me? Okay. Do you hear me? Do you hear me? I think I lost you. Do not hear you. Ouch. Are you there? If you need to call me back, do you need to call me back? Are you there? I hear motion over there. Do you hear me? Are you still there? Adam, are you still there? You want to call me back? Hello? Hello?
Hey, and I'm back, everyone. Sorry for the technical difficulties. If you're still there or you're listening to the show pre-recorded, my apologies, but we're back. At least I'm back. I'll tell you a little bit about our guest today. He's been on until he wasn't, right? Michael Drake is a great musician. He's been creating his original music and products for many years and just can't stop. And he's been really good at being on the show today. And also, if you'd like to share with us some things that you'd like to see or hear on the show, you could contact us at thealterlifeshow.com page. That's a Facebook page that we have. And you can go to alterlifeshow.com and check us out there and message us there. Then we can maybe make some adjustments or add some things. Or maybe if you have guests or you yourself would like to be on the show, you can let us know about that there. That'd be great. So please keep listening and watching our shows. We do a Facebook Live show at Adam Tajuddin on Facebook. It's Adam, Tageldin. You can also find the post-recorded show or the recorded show on ultralifeshow.com because we always share it on there. Even when we have technical difficulties, we'll have them on there also. And you can also buy products at ultraperform.com, which is one of our sponsors. They have great supplements that kick. And we'll be excited and happy to hear from you. Keep in mind our shows are weekdays at 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. And we bring guests from business and life. People about business and how to perform best at your life. The show was originally named Ultra Life Show, but we made the change to the show, and now it's the Ultra Perform Show, the show that helps you perform the best in your life and in business. And thank you guys very much for listening to our show. And keep us in mind when something else comes up and you'd like to check us out. We're about 80 shows in, starting last year in July. The reason why I started this show was I realized, you know, one day I'd have a radio show. My associate, Bert Martinez, has a show called Money for Lunch, and he told me, Adam, you're going to say, I wish I started doing this show years ago, because it the benefits that he received from it and perks and what why it's a good show for him to have. So I started doing the show to make sure we can bring value to you and give us exposure for our products at ultraperform.com. And you can also go to adamtajuddin.com and check out our coaching options. Adam Tajuddin, T-A-G-E-L-D-I-N. So thank you guys for listening and watching. It doesn't look like we're going to have Michael back on today, but we'll see about rescheduling the show and making sure that we have him on again, because he sounded like a great guest. Thank you guys for listening and watching, and have a great day or night whenever you're listening to the show. See ya.